Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Lightworker Radio and ELM, Earth Lightwork Missions. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm Christina, your host, and I'm here with my co-host, Anita Sunray. Anita, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How's everybody there?
Hello. How's everybody doing? Welcome, welcome. Well, we've got a pretty interesting evening ahead of us. We're fortunate that we've got two guests with us tonight. They're actually friends, but they both do some amazing work, and we're going to spend some time chatting with them. Our first guest will be Lucy Rivard, and she's an intuitive artist and a Reiki healer, a self-taught artist, I might add. And Prem Allen is a psychic medium and a clairvoyant and a teacher of the Course in Miracles. So we're looking forward to that. And but what we usually do at the beginning of the show is we like to bring in the energies for the show. And we're really glad we actually do have Prem and Lucy online with us, don't we? Hello,
yes,
you guys there?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome. Welcome. So what we like, you probably might be familiar, we do start the show off with Anita does some drumming and singing for us because we like to set the stage for the show. And we like to bring in the energies. And we're really glad that you're with us and that you'll participate that in that we can, you know, hold the space for tonight's show.
Well, thanks for having me. That's great. And us.
Thank you. Thank you. So, Anita, are you ready?
Oh, sure.
All right. So, there you go.
Okay. Are you here? Is everybody hearing me okay?
I hear
you.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad we're all online. Great.
Okay, this is a song actually I was taught by one of my very special teachers, Carolyn Lavallee, who's passed over in the last couple of years. So I'm really dedicating this to her. Yeah.
Wonderful.
That was pretty.
Yeah,
that was
Nina.
Lovely.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Is that a song that came through, or is that a song that you are familiar with already?
I resonated with my soul was just listening to it, and I just thought, wow, this is, I like it. I really like it. It's very catchy.
Yeah, well, actually, it's a really old traditional Native song.
Okay.
So, and I was mentioning one of my teachers, Carolyn Lavallee, it's like the first drum song she ever taught us.
Yes.
It's very calming in one way, too. I don't know, I just felt that it sort of, and also I found that it centered me, so.
Yeah, most definitely. It's very grounding.
Yeah,
peaceful. Yeah. It is like a welcome to the circle type song, too.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we want. Beautiful. Alrighty. Well, I'm looking forward to this. So we've got both Lucy and Prim online with us, and there are special guests tonight if anybody is just joining in with us. And we're just going to get to know you guys and maybe ask you some questions. Is that okay? And you can share with us the work that you do?
Sure.
How about we start with Lucy? Hi, Lucy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
Good. Okay, well, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what is it that you do?
Okay, as you mentioned earlier, I am a self-taught artist and Reiki practitioner. I live in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. And I grew up in a family where creativity was prevalent. My mother and grandmother were very gifted. They were seamstresses, knitters, woodcarvers, painters. And I had such an admiration for their many talents. And as a child, I would experiment with various artistic expressions. And until I finally found my passion, that was with the colored pencils and the acrylic paints. And I have commissioned children's portraiture and fine art. And I've also had my artwork published on the cover of 2 magazines. And just recently, I have decided to focus on combining my passion for art with my love for Reiki to create Reiki-infused fine art.
Wow, that sounds wonderful.
Beautiful.
Just bring it through all your creativity.
Yeah.
Wow. I understand that one of your Reiki-infused paintings has been submitted to the Bridging Heaven and Earth International Healing Art Project. Can you tell us about that piece?
Sure. The piece is called Heal the World, and it is a piece about all the races of the world coming together in love and unity to heal the planet. And I'll describe the painting and try to give you a visual since we don't have the luxury of viewing it on the air.
Oh, great.
In the center of the painting is the Earth, and there are people of varying colors standing around the globe holding hands. And in their circle, there's a medicine wheel and heart. And you can see the rays of healing shining from the Earth. Obviously, the hearts represent love. And the medicine wheel is representative of a Native prophecy. And the prophecy states that not until the four races of humanity come together will there be true peace. I wanted to make this a very special and very powerful piece of art to coincide with the goals of our art project. And their goal is to produce the work of art to contribute to a worldwide energy amplifying process where there is a collective energy of many people around the globe thinking, meditating, manifesting the theme of bridging heaven and earth. I have infused the painting with Reiki, and I approached it like the painting process like a healing session.
Right.
So what I do is I infuse the Reiki energy and the symbols into the art supplies, and I make a special request for the Reiki to flow freely throughout the painting process.
That's powerful. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So in addition to the Reiki, has Heal the World been infused with any other energies?
Yes. The acrylic water-based paints have been blessed with love and gratitude, and if you're familiar with Dr. Emoto's work, he is a doctor of alternative medicine from Japan, and he's conducted some research on how words and thoughts affect water. And he found that water responds by producing beautifully shaped crystals when exposed to kind and loving words and thoughts. And his belief is that the balance of love and gratitude is very important to maintaining health. And he had conducted an experiment with one of his classes. What he did is he placed a glass of dirty, polluted water on his desk, and he asked his students to send prayers and loving thoughts to this glass of water.
Right.
And the students were even doing this at a distance, and the water began to clear up. So I think it is really important for people to understand that our thoughts and prayers do have an effect, a powerful effect in our environment. And because this is a global painting, it has also been blessed with a prayer of St. Francis of Assisi.
Uh-huh.
And the prayer blesses the earth with peace, love, pardon, faith, hope, light, and joy. So there's much happening with the piece, and if anyone is energy sensitive, they will feel it. Personally,
oh, for sure.
I have sensitive palm chakras, and I can feel the energy out as 1.5 to 2 feet out, where my previous paintings from the pre-Reiki days were only 3 to 4 inches.
Right.
So all this infusion has really made a difference in my work.
What a blessing that you're bringing through those energies.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. You share that with all of us. Now, what if somebody wants to learn more about the International Healing Art Project or wishes to contribute to this energy amplifying process?
Well, basically, each artist produces an all-new work of art. It could be a painting, a sculpture, or a collage, or jewelry, anything that comes through you. And it just needs to be based on the theme, Bridging Heaven and Earth. And the intention is to spread and enliven the vibration of love. The art will be featured on the Bridging television show that goes out all over the U.S. to over 150 cities and will be available on the Internet at Google Video, YouTube, and Facebook. All the pieces will appear on Bridging's online gallery as well as being displayed at gallery openings and shows. And this project is all open, inclusive, and infinite. Also, all revenues from art sales will be split with the artists and the Bridging Foundation, so each individual artist as well as the foundation will be supported. There's already been work submitted from Canada, Australia, France, Israel, Costa Rica, Serbia, Russia, Lithuania, Germany, and from all over the U.S. And so far, commitments to submit artwork have come from Egypt, Croatia, Scotland, and the Netherlands.
Wow.
So it's all over. And if anyone is interested about learning more, you can go to their website, which is www.heaventoearth.com. Art.com.
Great, thank you. That sounds like an amazing project.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine bringing all these people together and just channeling all that energy through into their artwork and sharing it across up the planet. That's very powerful.
Great.
Very powerful. Do you have any plans on exhibiting your artwork in the near future? Your artwork?
Actually, yeah, Prem Ellen and myself are teaming up, and we're exhibiting our artwork at the first annual Holistic Expo in Kingsville, and that's in Ontario. And I will be displaying my Reiki-infused art, and Prime Allen will be displaying his angelically inspired fine art.
Wow. I've seen some of your art, Lucy, but I haven't seen some of Prem's, and I'm really looking forward to that. So I hope they'll get to take a look at that soon.
He's working on some pieces now.
Cool. Very good. Yeah. Anita, do you have any questions for Lucy, maybe?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I just wanted to mention that I've actually seen Lucy's painting on the videos.
Heal
the world.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've
been checking in on everything, and it's really a wonderful project. Yeah. So, okay. Just a question here. Do you have any details? Well, on this Holistic Expo.
Yes. Actually, I'm just going to pull the information here. Kingsville will be holding its first Holistic Expo and Earth Fair. This is the weekend of July 26th and 27th. Experience diverse holistic practitioners, organic products, and unique earth-based artisans and crafters. Enjoy the wide array of holistic products and services available in Nesses County. For more information, please contact Evelyn Cauldron, and I'll give you a number. It's 519-733-4194, and it is free admission. And I also have two of my very good friends that will be exhibiting with us. Angeline Hunter is an angelologist, and she can see and connect with angels, and she draws them in their pure form. And my Reiki master, Jennifer Wilkes, she sells Serenity Spa products that cleanse the physical and energy bodies, and she is a certified Reiki master teacher and an associate pranic healer and organizer for the Ontario Center for Pranic Healing. So there will be many holistic products and services available, so if you can join us, please do.
And where is Kingsville?
It's about 30 minutes from Windsor.
Yeah, it's about 30. Yeah, I was just wondering about that.
About 30 minutes.
So people can come over from the U.S. as well. It's pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right across the border.
Now, is that only in Kingsville, or do they sort of travel around and do these exhibits?
Well, this is their first one that they're doing this
okay.
year. Yeah, and I'm sure they'll, I mean, it's an annual exhibit, so I'm sure they'll have them again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where would the exhibit be?
It's at Lakeside Pavilion in Kingsville.
Oh,
right on the shores of Lake Erie.
Great.
I was just wondering, too, have you created some paintings, especially for this expo?
Well, in fact, I have no inventory to speak of, so I've been working diligently to create as many original paintings as I can. So far, I have a peace symbol, and I've just recently completed a full moon painting, and I was intending on infusing that piece with the energy of the full moon this month. And I also have a series of Chinese symbols for peace, love, and happiness. And so far, that is all, but I will continue to create pieces to be ready for the expo.
Great.
Beautiful. Well, I really resonate with the way you attune your artwork and work with the moon, et cetera, et cetera.
Great.
How does someone know if one of your paintings is the right match for them?
Well, I also infuse the painting with a distant Reiki symbol, and I ask the right person meeting the energy to be attracted to it. And I'm a firm believer in the universal law of attraction, and know that if a painting resonates positive feelings within yourself, then it is the right one for you.
Okay, sounds wonderful. And what's your mission?
I believe my mission has something to do with my art. It seems that no matter how many setbacks I experience through the circumstances of life, I always return to my art. And now that I have discovered Reiki and combined it with my art, I feel this immense momentum. Everything is flowing. And I believe it is my mission to affect others physically, mentally, emotionally, and or spiritually through my Reiki-infused fine art. And it is my wish that my paintings open the heart so as to uplift the soul. I also believe that one of my other missions is to care for Mother Earth, as this planet is in desperate need of our love and nurturing.
Well, you fit right in with Earth Light Work Missions. Wonderful.
Yeah, a lady after our own heart.
For sure.
There's another question. If anyone should wish to contact you, how may they do so? And how about a website?
Yes, I do have a website. And on there you can find information on the coming exhibit as well as my bio and gallery. The website is www.lucierivard.com, and that's spelled LucieRivard.
Very good.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, I might have missed this, but Lucy, are any of your artwork available for sale, or is anybody even able to purchase your artwork?
It's all gone.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I have no inventory. That's why I'm starting from scratch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but I have like 3 months to get ready for it.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, it'll come through.
Yeah.
You're a stay-at-home mom now, aren't you not?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so you have lots of time to do that. That's wonderful. I can't wait to see your work. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, I definitely want to get to that expo.
Oh, really?
Are you exhibiting or visiting?
Well, I'd be visiting.
I'd be visiting.
I'm going to try and work on a piece, though, for bridging heaven and earth.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. I'd like to see that, too.
Yeah, Anita's very talented.
Yeah?
Very wonderful artist as well.
What kind of an artist?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's artisan. I make different things from natural things from the earth with crystals.
Okay.
Or I make like talking sticks, just things of spirit. Once I made a pillow for my friend. She said it was full of love and spirit. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that would fit right in then.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be joyful sleeping. What about she has this wonderful, I guess you'd call it a pyramid, right? Made out of bark, or correct me if I'm wrong, Anita, with a crystal in the middle?
Yeah, it's a large double terminated crystal with other crystals and feathers. But yeah, it was interesting. I was just walking by the river with my son, and he picked up this huge piece of bark. First he had it around his you know, waist like a belt, and then he made it into a triangle, and they went, I don't know, that's like calling to me, right? And so we were both kind of working on it for a while there as well. So I gifted it to him.
Well, it's a very powerful piece, and I can say that because I've been in his presence, so it's very beautiful.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, Prim, you still with us?
I'm here.
How are you this evening? We're really delighted to have you with us as well.
I'm doing wonderful, actually. This is so wonderful to be able to get the word out, you know, because part of what I do is just about healing. So being on the air and being able to just talk about healing in general through art, it's wonderful. So I'm a good listener.
Great. Okay, but now you're going to have to answer questions.
Okay. Sounds good.
Well, I mean, considering your young age, when did you start on your spiritual path?
You know, a lot of people ask me that, and every person that books individually for private readings with me, they before the reading, they always go, you know, when did you start all this? And the earliest time I can actually go back would probably be when I was 12, when I think I picked up a book on the earth and paganism. And I remember just reading about the mother, you know, the aspect of the goddess. And I just thought, this is so interesting, because I was brought up Catholic and always learning about Jesus Christ and the Father. And I thought, something feels like it's missing, or something is just not resonating completely with me. So I went on a journey, and that's where it took me. And I studied the earth, and I studied all the earth religions. And then it just went from there, and then I just began to focus on this and focus on what it is I'm here to bring, what it is I'm here to do, and that's when my connection with the angels started happening. And I had always seen them, but hadn't had conversations with them until probably 3-4 years ago. So, yeah, it was pretty much around that time that I started going, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And they kept giving me messages to write and to channel. And so it just went from there.
Is that when you discovered you were an intuitive?
Yeah, that's the funny thing, because when I go back to it, you know, I was discussing with my family like a week ago. And I said, you know, did you notice anything that maybe I can't recall? Did you notice something different? And everybody in my family said, he's different. There's something just different. And my mom could recall that, you know, I'd be out in the backyard in a beautiful summer day, and she said I would talk to the trees. I don't remember, but apparently I was talking to the trees.
And you were how old?
I was 5.
Right, okay.
But I don't remember.
Well, you know, children are quite conscious and awake.
Yeah, so she said, yeah, I used to have conversations, and I told her about the Native American chief that used to live near our property, and I told her the tree told me this, and she thought, you know, well, he's 5, you know, he has a really overactive imagination. But then things started happening more and more, where I wasn't aware of what was happening, but my mom always thought, you know, maybe he's psychic, maybe there's something there, and I think I was the last to find out what I could call it. I think my mom and my dad already kind of knew. So, yeah.
But does this sort of like run in the family? Or are they aware themselves? Or
yeah, and recently, like, you know, I was talking with my dad and my mom, and we're trying to figure out exactly where it comes from, because my dad told me that my grandmother used to see deceased loved ones always, and she would actually see them as though they're actually in the room. And it would scare her, so her gift, I guess, shut off. And then my mother was telling me that my grandmother has, you know, dreams, and every dream she has happens. And so I think it comes from both sides. But we don't really have, like, I was talking with my other family members and my siblings, and there isn't anyone else that seems to connect like I do. So yeah, we really don't know where it came from, and many other intuitives.
From God.
Yeah, just, well, from God, of course. But a lot of psychics had told me that I was an early crystal child, and that,
yeah, I was just gonna say that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that it was just innately normal for a crystal child to have the ability. So I thought, okay, yeah,
wonderful, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about the work that you do with people, like on an individual basis?
On an individual basis, I usually book, mostly right now, I've been just booking private psychic readings, and they're usually an hour long, and I just go into the person's aura, and I check to see if there's any issues in their body, because one of the gifts that started to come forward first was my medical intuitiveness. I just always could feel what was wrong with somebody, so I do that first. And then I connect with the angels, and I'm very much like Edgar Cayce, you know. I'm very good with, if someone gives me a question, I'm very good with getting a direct answer back to them. But I do get a lot of information, regardless if the person asks for it or not, it sometimes just comes through. So, you know, and a lot of things come through that some people don't even ask for. So it's a very interesting reading sometimes.
You know, 'cause really the client is their soul. And that's really who's there, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and I do energy work, and I try to do Reiki, like I do do that type of energy healing. I try to do it, but I tend to keep doing other things. I tend to focus on the mind because of the Course in Miracles, because you know, it talks about being able to see the world but not really see what you're seeing.
Right.
So it's, I try to heal the mind because it all starts with the mind. So I usually do energy work on their head, but then I'll guide them through a meditation during the treatment, which takes them on a journey that allows them to see who they really are, beyond body, beyond form. So that's what I try to focus on. I try to do Reiki, but I tend to do something else.
But are you, have you been trained in Reiki or modality?
Yes, I have my Reiki certification.
Okay.
I didn't go any further to become a master because I started doing just intuitive energy healing, and Raphael would work through me, and I just continued using that type of energy. So it's very, very, very intuitive.
Well, you and me are the same.
Yeah.
Because that's how I work as well.
Most definitely, and I love the angels, and I think it was so wonderful. I was, you know, just at a function, and Raphael said, you know, I'll work through you, and I said, oh, okay, and I put my hand on the woman's throat because she had a blockage, and within 5 minutes, her whole entire throat cleared up.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, this is definitely something I want to keep doing.
Of course.
Yeah.
Here to assist each other. That's what I love about doing healing work, you know?
Oh, most definitely.
Work with people, really is. Now, you're talking about the Course in Miracles, and you teach the Course in Miracles?
Yeah, I studied it. I started studying it when I was 17, believe it or not. I picked it up.
And you're how old now?
Pardon?
And you're how old now?
I am 20, actually.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. I picked it up when I was 17, and I thought, wow, this is great. I picked it up, and I remember reading the first page because I worked at a New Age bookstore, so we had tons of wonderful books. But I remember just seeing that book and opening the first page and reading the front page, and it says, "Nothing real can be threatened, and nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God." And I it shocked me. I remember just going, "Oh my God!" And I knew that I had found the book that was for me, that was for my growth. And when I completed it, and I completed all the lessons within the year, I've read it twice now, but when I finished the first time, I thought, I just love this. But then when I got into groups, people were having such a hard time understanding it, and I thought everybody just understood it. I thought it made sense to everybody. I couldn't believe it, so then I thought, okay. And I went to the classes, and I learned, of course, always, because you can never not learn from the Course in Miracles. And I just thought, I can teach this. This is exactly what I want to do. It just makes my heart sing, you know, and my soul just feels so alive.
Wonderful. Now, I mean, I know of the Course in Miracles, and to be honest with you, you know, I certainly don't know very much at all about it. Can you share some of the fundamentals of Course in Miracles?
Sure. The fundamentals are basically that you are the Son of God, and this mm-hmm. basically, the book itself is the Christ energy, and it's flowing through. The book actually has been channeled. I'm not exactly sure who channeled it. I know there was two people that worked on it.
I heard it was anonymous.
Sorry?
I heard that it was anonymous, that they...
Okay, yeah, and that's what I read, so I wasn't really sure who it was. I was made aware that it is like the third Christ. It's the cosmic Christ that's channeling to teach us how to awaken
right.
the Christ
mm-hmm.
consciousness within us. So I thought, this is just amazing. So when I picked it up, I read it and read it and read it, and it started to shift me, because it teaches you how to identify with the true self, but also to acknowledge and see what you're allowing yourself to move away from, and that would be moving away from source. So it's teaching you how to see that the ego, the false self, isn't real, mm-hmm. and that you are truly awakened in this moment. And that's all that's keeping us from being in the full presence of God. And that's what the book teaches. And it also talks about the Holy Spirit being the holy corrector, and how if you ask the Holy Spirit will intervene, because our mind is plagued with insane counsel. It's plagued with guilt. It's plagued with everything that's keeping us away from what is, and that's God, that's love. So we have to work to reprogram our minds back to a sane counsel. And because of eons and eons of this distortion and this separation, we've forgotten who we are, and we have to remember. But it's about remembering the key, and that's knowing that you are fully enlightened right now.
That's right. Totally.
Yeah. So,
beautiful.
Yeah.
I can see why you enjoy teaching that, because it's
true. Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you're in the when you're in your truth, or you're in the truth, it's just divine.
It is, because nothing touches you.
Yeah.
You know, and I often reference back to the Bible because of my teachings when I was younger, and people are like, well, what is the ego? Can I see what it is? You don't really identify with it, because it's not really real.
Mm-hmm.
But I just say to them, remember Jesus when he was walking in the desert and the devil kept tempting him? And he says, devil, step behind me. And in a way, that's what we need to do to the ego, because that isn't what we need to be focusing on anymore. Because as we move and consciousness starts shifting, it's already shifting. You can see the mass consciousness just going higher and higher.
Mm-hmm.
This is the material that we all need for our soul. I truly believe that.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Bye.
You know, I could feel that when you were talking. So you definitely were channeling some energy there on, through the Course in Miracles or through the universe. I don't know about anybody else, but thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yes, thank you. I think Anita has some questions for you, too.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm listening here, and I'm feeling, oh, what a wonderful, blessed person you are.
Yeah, you are.
Very, very much resonating with everything that you just spoke about. So I'd like to ask you... Well, I guess you kind of answered it. What is your focus on? Do you have a mission?
My mission.
Besides
wow.
everything you just said?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I really, honestly, I don't think of it as a mission. I think of it just as being. I truly believe that everybody has some purpose. I don't really know what that is yet, because, you know, I'm painting and infusing my art, you know, infusing everything that I do with God's love, and the Course is getting me closer and closer to that liberation. It's so beautiful. And I don't know if I have a specific mission, but I just know that if someone is in my space and they're upset and they're in turmoil and they're confused, then I myself believe that to be true in myself as well. Because in oneness, if someone's happy, you'll be happy. They'll permeate the environment, and there'll be grace. And the more that you focus on just being that, I mean, Jesus did that. I mean, he had people coming to him. I mean, he was just love, so people just saw it. But there were also people that, you know, they rebelled, and they thought that he was a blasphemer. So, again, it's just being in that state of that Christ consciousness, because mm-hmm. when the course itself basically teaches that there is no sickness, and we believe in sickness. You know, Jesus didn't believe in sickness. That's why he healed people. You know, Buddha didn't believe in sickness because, you know, he just didn't. He healed people. He saw what was real. And that's so powerful. When you really dissect the course and you learn it, it will start bringing you to that master level. Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. But as for a mission, I don't know.
That is your mission, honey. That's your mission. It's a grand
just
mission.
Just to be, I guess, yeah.
You're already writing it. okay. All of are your paintings for sale? Have you kept some for yourself?
Yeah, that's an interesting question because I had one of my pieces exhibited at Mackenzie Hall here in Windsor. And a woman approached me, and she says, I'll pay you for it. I swear I want it. And it's a painting that I made, and I asked Raphael to channel through me. And it's got a red background, and it has a fire triangle of orange. And in the middle, it has the Om symbol, the symbol of creation.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love it. It's mine. I was going to sell it, but I said, no, I have to keep it. I have to. I can't let anybody have this. It's mine. And I have other pieces, too, as well, that have been channeled that I've kept for myself. But as of late, I'm creating the pieces for this wonderful expo, and that's going to be sold. Yeah, all those pieces will be sold.
Okay. And actually, when you're doing your art, do you any experiences you've had that you'd like to talk about, like angelic encounters?
Oh, okay. That's awesome. Thank you for asking that. One of the things that I had happen, actually, was when I first started painting, and I was talking about the piece I just told you about, I kept seeing flashes of angel orbs, I guess you could call them. And the teacher, the facilitator, she's very intuitive, and she looked at me, and she says, Prem, she's like, the painting's just, it's fire cracking, you know? And I said, I know. And that was my first experience, knowing that it was being woven with energy. And about a month ago, I started painting my first piece that's an inspired piece that just came through me, and it looks like a piece of kyanite crystal. It's a humongous piece, and I just love it. But before I started it, I was asking the angels for a sign. I said, you know, give me a sign that you're truly going to guide my hand. And as me and my father were putting together the easel that I bought because my other one broke, I saw a humongous flash, just this energy that I've never seen before, and it was right underneath the easel. And I was just moved to tears because the experience was so full of God's grace, and I just knew. I had no doubts that each piece will have a unique energy frequency, and it will be definitely blessed by the angelic realm.
That's beautiful. I
yeah.
had one experience myself. My friend painted dolphins. This is years back in Toronto, and she said, well, please come to my place and look at the painting. So, sure. And then I went to her apartment, and the entire painting came alive.
Wow.
The dolphins were, like, moving. And I can't explain the feeling that went through my entire being. So,
yeah, it's an indescribable feeling. It's God.
Yeah.
And we're one with him.
Yeah, of course.
Wow. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you have any future plans that you'd like to share with us?
Actually, I do. I have lots of plans. I mean, I'm going to school at the Global College of Natural Medicine to study, to become a nutritional consultant. And I'm very musical, and I have a very strong musical background. My family is just musical. My uncle owns the Ontario Conservatory, and it's been a blessing for me because being in his space and watching what he does and how he teaches everybody, it kept music alive in my life. And I've always been a singer, and I am going to be working on creating a CD. I may fix up and master the tracks that I've already recorded and sell a CD soon. I'm just waiting to get all the programs and everything I need to start. So that's pretty much the plans I have for now, and to keep painting and hopefully put together a new workshop for Windsor and, again, things around the Course in Miracles and just, you know, like the power of now. And I also was working on things regarding with awakening yourself to an angelic consciousness and incorporating that into your living and things like that. So it's just been a journey. It's been really
busy.
Can I ask you also, your music, is it channeled pieces? Do you channel like mantras, healing verses?
Yes, I actually, it's not for sale. It's a track that I have that I don't share with many people, but it's a track, the Gayatri Mantra. And most of my beliefs stem from Hinduism, so I feel very at home with mantras, and I do believe that it's being channeled through me, because when I record it, it sounds different. It does not sound like me, and some of it does, some of it doesn't. And I recorded a track, which I just called like a Hare Krishna demo, and when I sang it, and I was truly channeling the energy and singing to Krishna, it came through so differently. And I have it, and I'm going to continue working on it, and possibly continue creating new versions of different mantras and bringing them to life. So, yeah, I think it is kind of channeled.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, one more. If anyone wants to contact you, where will they find you?
Well, they will find me at www.premallan.com, and just make sure that you spell Allan, A-L-A-N, not A-L-L-E-N. Some people make the mistake, and then they don't go to my page. So, and they can also email me, and my email address is premallan@premallan.com. So it's pretty simple. And I try to answer as many emails as I can. I get tons and tons of emails, so bear with me if I don't answer you right away. Yeah, so I will definitely get to you. And I look forward to all the emails I get, and I try to answer everybody. So, yeah.
Do you have any of your art on your website, Prem?
I actually don't.
No?
I had my friend make my website, and
right.
She did a wonderful job. I thank her very much. I don't have my art on my website, and it's probably going to get added soon, just because the web developer, she's on the go all the time. She's all over the world with her mom, so she doesn't have time to sit at the computer all the time. But I'm going to try and do that. I'm going to try and put up my pieces. And
I would really love to see it. Yeah. And you're going to be at the exhibit with Lucy, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
You're going to have some pieces on there. Mm.
Yep. I got from the angels that I'm supposed to complete 8 pieces. I've completed 1 piece, and I'm working on the 2nd piece. And I never really know. The one thing that I love is that I never really know what's going to come out at the end. I never know. And it just always forms itself as it's supposed to. So, yeah.
That's wonderful. It's interesting. Some people get a picture in their mind beforehand, you know, and then they bring it through, and then other people, you know, I know for myself channeling symbols that I don't see it before. I just start to draw it. So, and to see the piece, you know, when it's completed is, I prefer it that way because I just, it's amazing, you know.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I was asking Lucy, I said, you know, Lucy, like what is my art called? And she says, I think you're an expressionist. So I thought, okay. And that, and it's great because, it, you know, it's spirit expressing itself. And I thought, okay. And, you know, and I'm just the channeler. So, yeah, it's great. It's so wonderful looking at my pieces and going, wow, I channeled that. Who did that? And then usually I'll get the message, I did that. Or, you know, or I usually get, like, cherubs come in and say, I helped you, you know. So it's really nice. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you do any type of maybe angel readings, Prem?
I do angel, like I do psychic readings, but I've never done like angel readings where I've ever painted someone's angel or anything like that. I think it's absolutely interesting, but I've never done that. You're giving me ideas now.
I don't know. The question just came, so I guess I wasn't supposed to pose it to you. Trigger, wake up something. There you go.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, I've just enjoyed the both of you, Lucy and Prem. I mean, thank you very much for sharing with us.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you
very, very much for coming.
Yeah, but I hope you don't leave right now because we've got a little bit of time left, and there's something that we wanted to do. I think we might just get the last song in, but we wanted to send out specifically this energy and healing energy to the people in Burma right now.
Okay.
So I'm sure a lot of our listeners and yourselves have heard what happened there. And so we'd really like to do that. We would like to send out our love and energies to them because I can feel it as I'm saying it. So I think that Nita has a song for us. And we were hoping, you know, if you guys would like to stay on with us with that, you know, with the music and also to send your loving energies out to the people in Burma.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Lucy, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hi. Okay. So we've got about 10 minutes left. And once again, I really want to thank the both of you for being here. It's been very interesting. And I look forward to you guys coming back, hopefully, and sharing more with us at another time and to see more of your artwork.
Great.
That'd be great.
Wonderful.
Have to chat again as well.
Yeah, because it's you know, you think it's an hour, but it really kind of goes by kind of fast.
Yeah.
You know, and there's so much more. Like, I have so many other questions I really would like to ask you as well. So hopefully you guys will return another time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Okay, so Anita, are you ready to do the song,
yeah,
or
actually,
shall we?
Actually, what I thought is that...
Oh, we better do promo first.
Okay.
Oh, I hear a phone ringing.
Oh. Okay. So
God's calling. Everyone still there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? How about we just do the song, and I would really like to send that. Yeah. I can feel that coming through.
And what I wanted to say is that I was going to drum for the energy, and we send our intentions out in our personal prayers to the people from Burma. And I was just going to do some light chanting, and then we would all unite and send a prayer out in a wave, a healing wave to the people of Burma. And I'd like to ask in this prayer, for anyone in Burma because of this disaster who is hungry, that they may be given food. For anyone who has lost their home, that they may be given shelter. And for anyone at this disaster who has been injured, that they may find very swift healing. And that all the necessities, all the assistance for these people will be allowed to come into the country, and that they will all be well again.
Thank you. Amen.
So if we could just hold the energy and send our prayers for a minute. Hello.
Is it complete?
Lost one of our callers.
Pardon me?
One of our guests left. I was just looking at the switchboard.
Okay. Well, we thank them for being with us. I don't know who's still with us. Prem?
I'm still here.
Yeah, I could feel you.
Yeah.
It was wonderful, and thank you. That was really grounding. Everything's really, really, really grounding.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
I think the two of you have a lot in common, though. It would be interesting since you do music as well. It would be interesting.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's in me, and I hear music in my ears, and it's time I have to go into a studio and create something. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. That was so beautiful.
Thank you for holding the energy with us.
You're most welcome.
And thank you, Anita.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, we have a few minutes left. Maybe we should talk a little bit about our upcoming workshops that we have. We have one to Palenque, Mexico. We've mentioned this a couple times before. The date is May 24th to the 31st. So you can check that out actually at our website at www.earthlightmissions.com, and all the details are actually there. And we have another one coming up. When is it, Anita? June 7th and 8th, is it?
Yeah, at the Wildwood Sojourn. Is that how you say that word?
I think it's Wildwood, Maureen's place, Wildwood Sojourn.
Right.
I'm trying to say that five times.
An incredibly creative, beautiful place. Lots of nice nature outside with the waterfalls. And she's actually an artist, a spirit artist. She does murals. And I've been to her home once, and the art is everywhere on the walls and many portholes, actually.
Mm-hmm. And the land as well.
Sounds absolutely lovely.
It is. We do have a video. Sooner or later, I might get it uploaded. We did some work on the land, right, Anita? That was a powerful time. So
that was interesting because the land spirits there, I was asking them, well, you know, what would you like? What would you like? And they said, oh, we want you to sing. So it felt like we were opening up the land, welcoming spring in that day. And they wanted us to sing and drum and just be joyful.
Yeah, it was wonderful. So that's why we decided to... you know, do a workshop there as well with myself, Anita, and with Maureen. So we've got quite a lot going on there. It's sort of a healing workshop as well as an art workshop. So
well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, so,
I'm
you
very
know,
jealous. I wish I was there.
You're invited.
I can't make it, but I wish I could.
Oh,
I wish
no.
I had two me's. You know?
Yeah. Well, we do have lots of me's. You just have to send that one there and another level.
Well,
you'll
I definitely
receive
will
it.
Be there in spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. So that's coming up June 7th and June 8th, and it's in a little town called Lonsdale, which is in a town called Marysville, I believe. It's probably
oh, really?
closer. It's in the country. It's a little small town, you know, and but you can get there pretty easily, and I think it's a lot closer to Kingston.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we've been there once, but it's pretty straightforward. And as well, you can go onto Maureen's website, which is www.maureenwalton.com. You can see her work and you can see her house. There's lots of pictures there, and she's got, you know, directions. You can either through us or through her, anybody can book for the workshop. I mean, obviously, it's a local event, but, you know, if anybody happens to be visiting, you know, Toronto or Kingston at this time, then we'd be delighted to have them, so you can contact any of us.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, that's very good. We've got a couple of minutes here, so I would like to thank you once again, Prem and Lucy, and my co-host, Anita Sunray.
Okay.
And maybe she can drum us out, and thank all our listeners for being with us this evening, and we'll be with you again soon. And we send lots of love and blessings. And
thank you. It was a pleasure being on the show.
Namaste.
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 Actually, I just wanted to say, because Prem was talking about his experiences with a tree when he was younger, and I'm going to just sing the song as far as the time we have. It's a Maple Tree Honor song. Again, I was given teachings of the maple tree, and funny how I chose this song. I think it's
it's all synchronistic.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Well, for all of us, but okay.
Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.